This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Couture back with you at Meade High School, ready for our second half of tonight's basketball doubleheader. In the first game you heard here tonight on Sunny, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs defeated the Meade Raiders 49-33. Was the final in that first one. Tonight over on KTNC in the girls' contest, it was Weeping Water over Fall City. 47-12 was the final in that one. And in the boys' JV game played here at Meade earlier this afternoon, the Auburn Junior Varsity boys defeated Meade 56-40. There was no girls' junior varsity game played here today at Meade. Well, as we set up next, the second half of our doubleheader, the boys' varsity contest. And, folks, I think this one could shape up to be a dandy. The Auburn Bulldogs, 13-1 on the season. The only blemish on their record came back on December 13th at Plasmouth. They dropped a four-point decision there, 54-50. Since then, Auburn has won 10 straight ball games, so they're on a 10-game winning streak coming into this one. Meanwhile, the Meade Raiders have been playing some good basketball up in this neighborhood. They are 11-4 on the year. I believe they're riding a 5-game winning streak right now, as I was told. So 11-4 versus 13-1. This could be a dandy. The Meade Raiders here on their home court at Meade. Let's go right ahead and take a look at the starting lineups here. First of all, for the Meade Raiders, coached by Coach P.J. Quinn. As we said, 11-4. He'll go with Mason Reed, a 6'2 senior, averaging 12 points per ball game. Derek Say. Say is a senior at 6'1, 15.5 points per game. Wyatt Vera. Vera, a senior, 6'1, 5 points per contest. Hunter Williams. Williams is a 6-foot senior in the starting lineup. And Abram Lee. Lee, a junior, at 6'3, averaging 6 points per ball game. That's the starting five for the Meade Raiders. On a personal note, I want to point something out here. I see a young man on this Meade roster, 5'11 junior, Miles Kovar. This just proves if you're around this game long enough, you start to have connections everywhere you go. Folks back in Auburn, remember my daughter Shanda. She teaches and lives in Schuyler. Well, Shanda's boys, my three grandsons, all played for the Schuyler Warriors. Well, a young man named Mason Kovar played a lot of basketball with Easton and Austin, and he's got a little brother now that's playing here at Meade, Miles Kovar. Miles, 5'11", a junior. Their dad was, at the time, my daughter's principal at Schuyler. He's now the principal for the last 5 or 6 years, I think, here at Meade. So Mr. Kovar came by and said hello to me a minute ago, and kind of fun to have those connections all around the state. Miles Kovar, his big brother, played with the grandsons a lot at Schuyler. All right, let's look at the starting lineup here for the Auburn Bulldogs. They're coached by Coach Jim Weeks. As we said, they are 13-1 on the year. They're going with Ryan Gunther. Gunther is 6'2", sophomore, 14.1 points per ball game. Carson Levine is a 6'3", senior, 6.9 points per contest. Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel, 12.4 points. He's a senior, 5'11". Creighton Keeling, a senior, at 6'1", 7.5 points per game. And Brian Palmer. Palmer, just a sophomore, at 6'6", 10.1 points per contest for the Auburn Bulldogs. Those are your starting lineups. Auburn 13-1, Meade at 11-4. Right now we'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with the opening tip after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Meade Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Meade Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Meade Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
very noisy gymnasium here at Mead. It's a pink out night here, a cancer awareness night. They went out and bought brand new uniforms for all the boys and girls on both teams, or for the both the boys and girls teams. They are hot pink numbers with hot pink writing, hot pink on the shorts and white jerseys. Quite a sight to see. Auburn here in their traditional black jerseys with the red numbers. All right, jumping it up, Brian Palmer is 6'6". He'll go against Abram Lee. Here's the tip. Palmer controls it easily and tips the ball back to Ryan Butler in the backcourt. He'll give it up to Brenton Wenzel, and we're underway at Mead. The Auburn Bulldogs and Mead Raiders. Wenzel dribbles around the defender. Man-to-man defense by the Raiders to open this thing. Back to Ryan Gunther, top of the key. Keeling in the corner, baseline left side, around the horn it goes. Wenzel holds the ball, thought about the shot for a minute. He had an open look. Got a nice pick set there by Palmer. Gives the ball back to Ryan Gunther. Now a long three from the right side is off the back of the iron, and the rebound comes down to the Raiders. In backcourt on the dribble, that's Hunter Williams with the ball. Has it stolen away. Ryan Gunther, driving lay-in up and good. Gunther got the steal and took it in for the driving layup to put Auburn on top 2-0. Bulldogs lead it here early in the contest. Now Meade gets it across the timeline. For the Raiders, that's Hunter Williams. To the right side, Derek Say. Say looks underneath. Wanted to go inside with it. Couldn't get it there. Now Say breaks toward the bucket out onto the left wing. Vera with the basketball. Top of the key. Here's a three on the way. Off the rim, no. Tipped around, and Palmer's going to get the rebound. Shot was put up by Hunter Williams. Brian Palmer is towering above everybody out there. Pulled down the defensive board and gives the outlet pass up court with it. He comes to Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel's across the timeline. Gives the ball over across to the right wing to Creighton Keeling. Keeling backs it back out again to Wenzel. He'll work to the corner. Gunther sets a pick point. Wenzel with a long three that's off, no good. Rebound to Mason Reed for the Raiders. We've played 90 seconds. Minute and a half gone. It's 2-0. Auburn on top. Here come the Raiders on the attack. Wyatt Vera with the basketball. Back to the top of the circle. Hunter Williams. Williams looks into the corner. Give and go to Derek Say. Williams breaks to the corner. They find him baseline left side. Well covered by Wenzel. Driving lay-in up and good. Getting the lay-in was Mason Reed. And he drew a foul. He'll be at the line for the and one. See who the foul is going to be on. Williams. Now they're still having posted. Here we go. The foul's on Creighton Keeling. On Keeling, his first team foul, number one, on the Bulldogs. Free throw coming up off the rim. Does not go for Mason Reed, and the rebound down to the Bulldogs. Auburn clears it out quickly to Wenzel. Wenzel takes it inside the paint, kicks it around to Gunther, into the corner underneath. There's Palmer in traffic. Open look from the corner left side for three up and good by Carson Levine. They got Carson uncovered in the corner. They lost him somehow down there. He had an open look and nailed the three, and it's 5-2. Bulldogs up by three, 5:40 to go in the first quarter. This is Wyatt Vera with the ball to the near side, Mason Reed. Mason Reed looks into the paint, finds Say. Say driving layup is blocked. Whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Say. He led with an elbow. He got called for the offensive foul. That's his first foul, first team foul on the Mead Raiders. 5:33 to play here in the first quarter. 5-2. Auburn up by three. Here come the Bulldogs. Brenton Wenzel. Spin move. Goes around two defenders. Gets it, got away. He's in the paint at the free throw line. To the left side. Levine for three. Off the rim. Tipped around. Rebound. Palmer. Tipped out. It goes out to Ryan Gunther. Gunther chases it down. It goes out of bounds. And it's touch last. Oh, no. A foul away from the ball under the basket. Foul is going to be called on Abram Lee. He pushed off under there. His first team foul, number two. It'll be Auburn's basketball with a new shot clock. 35 seconds to shoot. Wenzel will inbound it. Brenton Wenzel triggers it in. Baseline left side under his own basket. Comes into Palmer with it. Palmer's going to take it all the way in. A little floater off the glass. Up and good. Nice looking little hook shot by the sophomore, Brian Palmer, for his first 2 points. Auburn up by 5-7-2. Here come the Raiders with the ball. 5 minute mark of the first quarter. Hunter Williams lost his dribble. Across court goes to Mason Reed. Reed hands the ball on the give and go to Vera. Down to the right elbow, this is Say with the ball. Say's going to try and take it to the hole. Shot is up over Palmer. No, but a whistle on the baseline. And we're going to have a foul called on the Bulldogs. Let's see who they got for this one. That was away from the ball. Foul's going to be on Carson Levine. His first team foul, number two. Well, they're going to call it shooting foul here. Let's see. At the free throw line, the first free throw is up and off. No good for Derek Say. Derek is a 59% free throw shooter on the season. Couldn't get that one to drop. Here's Blake Swanson into the ballgame. Swanson in replacing Carson Levine now. Second shot is up and good for Derek Say. So he hit one out of two. He has a single point, and it's 7-3. The lead is four now for the Bulldogs. Wenzel across the division line, into forecourt to the left wing, down to Clayton Keeley in the corner. Lob pass goes to Palmer on the baseline, low post under the basket. Back to the corner. Wenzel with an open look, three right side, and he nailed it. Wenzel, they gave him an open look out on the right elbow. Nobody anywhere near him, and he put it right through the hoop. 10-3. Auburn opened up a seven-point lead. This is a good Raider basketball team. Auburn probably fortunate to get out to an early start here on them. There's a nice spin move to the hoop, up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Wenzel with the basketball. He'll set the offense, bounce pass to Palmer, low post, left side of the lane. Palmer backs in. Now up top it comes to Wenzel. He had another open look, pass it up this time. Swanson sets a pick for him. Now comes to Swanson for three, top of the key. It's in and out of there. The ball's going to be tipped away. Touched last by Creighton Keeling, they say, and it'll be Meade's basketball. Back into the lineup for Meade, Miles Kovar. I mentioned him in the pregame. Miles Kovar, 5'11 junior. He averages 4.3 points per game, and Kovar with the basketball. Miles Kovar passes back to the near side, comes over to Derek Say. Say across the timeline, right side of the lane. Now gives the ball up for Vera. Finds Kovar on the left wing with a bounce pass. Miles Kovar holds the basketball. He's at top of the circle to Mason Reed. Driving baseline underneath, reverse lay-in, up, off, no good. Rebound Palmer. Brian Palmer just towers above everybody in there, and he's really does a great job, especially on the defensive boards. Kind of one and done on this. You shoot the ball up, Palmer gets the rebound. All right, Wenzel's got the ball to the top of the circle, comes to Swanson with it. Wenzel's going to try another long three. This one is just short off the front of the rim. Derek Say with the rebound. Say at the midcourt line, across the timeline, behind the back dribble. Being harassed out here by Gunther. Now Say goes across with it to Kovar. Kovar feeds it inside, driving, laying up off, no good. Ball and rebound, follow shot, Palmer with a block. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Oh, my goodness. Auburn fans aren't going to like that. Palmer went up straight up in the air and blocked a shot away on the baseline. Tried to launch the shot was Wyatt Vera. Boy, from where I'm sitting, that looked like a clean block. I didn't see any contact with the body or the arm or anything. In fact, it looked like he waited till the ball was off the fingertips of the shooter before he swatted it. But anyway, event, Wyatt Vera is going to be at the line to shoot, too. Palmer's called for the foul. Vera's free throw is up and good. Wyatt Vera, 62% free throw shooter so far this season. He averages 5 points a ball game. He got the first one. He'll have a second shot coming. 2:50 to play here in the first quarter. 10-4. Auburn is up by six. Now substitute into the ball game for the Bulldogs. Carson Levine checks in. Levine will come in and replace Blake Swanson. Levine took a little breather. Swanson will come back out. Wyatt Vera at the line. Here comes his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Creighton Keeling. Keeling did a great job there boxing out on that rebound off the free throw. Gives the outlet pass to Wenzel. Wenzel to the right elbow, goes to Ryan Gunther with the pass. Gunther across court, Wenzel in traffic. Wenzel flips it to the left side, back to the top of the key between the rings. 15 on the shot clock. On the right side, Levine. Up top, Wenzel. He'll try the three. Got it. Brent Wenzel can make that look so easy. If they're not covering him and there was nobody there, you wonder how he gets that wide open out on the top of the arc for that open look, but that's what he did. All the way in, driving, laying up off, blocked nicely. Palmer got the block on the drive. There was Abram Lee trying to take it in. The rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Brent Wenzel to the right elbow. Goes to Gunther with it. Gunther comes around the defender. Over to Wenzel, guarded by Kovar. Shot is up and good. Wenzel has 3 3-pointers now. He's 3 out of 4 from 3-point range so far tonight. Makes it 16-4, 12-point lead for the Bulldogs here in the first quarter with 1:40 to play in the first period. Meade slowing things down here a little bit now. Wyatt Vera guarded out here by Ryan Gunther. You're not going to shoot over him. Here's a shot into the bucket, up and good. Well, they threaded the needle and got the ball into Abram Lee, the 6'3 junior. Lee laid it off the glass and got the easy basket. The lead is back down to 10 now, 16-6. Auburn on top. Gunther with the basketball. Ryan Gunther works around the defender. He takes it inside the paint, kicks it back out to Keeling. Into the left side. Here's Levine for three. He got it. Boy, I'll tell you, they're shooting lights out on three-pointers here in the first quarter. Carson Levine has two. Brenton Wenzel has three of them. 19-6. Auburn up now by 13 points, under a minute to go here in the quarter. Moving toward the basket, driving layup up and good. Nice move by Derek Say. Went right into the teeth of the defense and got the layup. Auburn up by 11, 19-8, 43 seconds of play in the quarter, 28 on the shot clock. Bulldogs basketball. Wenzel comes around to Creighton Keeling on the left wing. Top of the key, Wenzel, long three, no. Rebound, Abram Lee. Ball tipped away from Lee and stolen. Underneath, Keeling's got the ball in trouble. Dribbles between defenders. Brings it back to the top of the key to Wenzel. To Carson Levine for three. It's in and out of there. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Bead with the rebound. Down court pass goes to the left side. Abram Lee. Lee comes up to Kovar with the basketball. Miles Kovar on the dribble. Right side of the lane. Give and go. Gives the ball to Vera. Vera goes to the left side of the lane. Top of the key. Thinking about it. Now pull up for two. Off the rim. No. After one quarter, Auburn up by 11. 19-8. Bulldogs lead it. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Falls City.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
This is Sunny 101.3.
As we near the top of the hour, you're in tune with KLZA-FM in All City and Auburn. Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known. We move back to live action into the second quarter. Auburn leading 19-8. Meade has the basketball. With the dribble comes Wyatt Engel to the right side. Off to Miles Kovar. Kovar, one dribble, has the ball taken away. Stolen by Ryan Gunther. Gunther took it away from Kovar. Down court it comes to Creighton Keeling. A cross-court pass into the corner. Back up top to Wenzel. He was open for a minute. Wenzel passed up the shot that time. Now Levine in the corner right side. Back to Keeling, left wing. Keeling passed up the shot. Wenzel goes around the defender. Now Keeling's going to take the three from the corner. Off the rim, no. Tipped around by Wenzel. Rebound Palmer. Palmer with a follow shot is up. He'll be fouled. And we'll have Palmer at the line. Brian Palmer will be shooting two shots for the Bulldogs. The foul is going to be called on Meade's Mason Reed. On Reed, his first personal, first team foul of the quarter. Brian Palmer, just a 33% free throw shooter, but he got that one. Palmer averaging 10 points per ball game. He hit the first free throw. He'll have a second shot coming here. Back up off the bench, getting ready to check in is Blake Swanson. Second free throw is up, too strong off the back of the rim. The rebound comes down to Miles Kovar. Kovar brings the ball up court himself on the left side, and he'll travel with it, turn it over, and that'll give the ball back to the Meade Raiders. Subs coming into the ball game now for Meade. Back into the game is Wyatt Vera. Vera replacing Kovar. 7 minutes, 10 seconds to play. Second quarter, first half. We're just into the second period. Auburn up by 12, 22-8. As Wenzel brings it into forecourt. Comes to Keeling on the left wing. Creighton Keeling handles the ball, stands out here on the left elbow. A cross-court pass comes to Wenzel. Looks like Meade is staying with that man-to-man defense. Now Wenzel, bounce pass to the corner, Swanson. Back to Wenzel, in traffic, Gunther. Gunther had it stripped away, came up with the ball, had it stolen again. Lying on the floor with it is Mason Reed. Timeout taken Meade to keep the possession. 6:39 to go, first half. 20-8, Auburn on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Mead. 6:39 to play in the first half. Auburn up 20-8 now over the Mead Raiders. Kirk Kilman is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Glad you could join us if you couldn't make the trip all the way out here to Mead on a snowy January evening. With the basketball come the Mead Raiders down court on the left side. With it is Tony Engel. Engel comes to the near side, cross court. Wyatt Vera back to the top of the key. Tony Engel again holds the ball. Down to the left elbow. Mason Reed just stands and holds the ball for a minute. Abram Lee. Lee can't get inside the paint. This pressuring man-to-man defense of Auburn. Meade's having a tough time cracking it. Here's a fall-away shot up and off, no good. And there again, for the rebound up high in the air is Brian Palmer. He just owns the defensive boards here tonight at Meade. Brian Palmer towering above everybody, going up after those defensive rebounds. Wenzel and Keeling play catch with it. Now they come to Swanson. Low post left side. Swanson's going to try a three from the corner. Off the rim, no. Wenzel chases it down. Tries to pass, put the pass back up to Palmer. Fast break at the other end behind the coverage. Driving lay-in up and good by Tony Engel. Well, that's a rarity to see the Bulldogs get beat like that on a fast break. Somehow Engel was down at the other end waiting. Nobody from Auburn, even in backcourt, to chase him down as he got the uncontested lay-in. Makes it 20-10 now. The lead is 10. Here's the ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds on the baseline by Wyatt Engel. Back into the lineup comes Derek Say now for the Raiders. And off the bench, Carson Levine checks back in. He'll come in for Blake Swanson for the Bulldogs. 5:21 to go, first half. It's 20-10. Auburn by 10. Meade with the basketball. Levine for three from the corner. Doesn't go, but Palmer's there with the rebound. Palmer gives it over to the left side. Palmer pulled the rebound down, handed it to Ryan Gunther. As Gunther tried to shoot the ball, he got fouled. So Gunther, oh no, they're going to say the foul came on the floor. Fouls on Wyatt Engel. His first, second team foul of the quarter. Inbound the ball. Comes into Gunther. He holds the ball at the top of the free throw circle. Goes to Wenzel. Wenzel got tied up in the baseline. Back it comes to Wenzel around the defender. Double team, driving layup. Wenzel puts it up. He'll be fouled. And we're going to see Brenton Wenzel at the line. He'll be shooting two shots here for the Bulldogs. Brenton Wenzel, 73% on the year from the free throw line. Foul on Wyatt Engel, his second personal, team foul number three of the quarter. Brenton Wenzel, first of two free throws, is up and good. Wenzel in double figures already. He has 3 3-pointers and now hit the first free throw, so he's got 10 in double figures with 5:04 to go still here in the first half. Brenton Wenzel, 5'11", senior, ready to launch his second shot. It's on the way up, and it is in and out. Couldn't get that one. Rebound taken away by Mason Reed. Mason Reed, outlet pass comes to Wyatt Vera. Vera almost had the ball stolen away from him by Ryan Gunther. Almost stolen away again. Now Gunther does steal the ball. Saves it from going out of bounds. No, he stepped on the baseline. Ryan Gunther ended up in the crowd with the Meade fans here. Back into the ball game comes Blake Swanson now. He will relieve Carson Levine and let Levine catch his breath. 21-10, Auburn on top by 11 with 4:48 to go here in the first half. Raiders basketball. That's Abram Lee handling the ball at the top of the key to the left wing. To Tony Engel, back up to Lee at the top of the circle. Gunther doing a great job on Lee in this man-to-man defense. Lee just cannot get free to try and get his shot off. Now a long three from the left wing. Is up and good. Nailing the three from the left side and dropping that one in was Mason Reed. Just before the 30-second shot clock went off, he got that one off just in time. 21-13 your score. Skip pass comes to Wenzel. Inside to Gunther. Open look, Swanson left wing. Three, got it. Nice looking job there, Blake Swanson. They just worked the ball around and got the 6'3 sophomore open down in this left corner. Nobody on him, and Swanson drained it. 24-13. The lead is back to 11. 3:51 to go. We passed the midway point. There's a steal by Wenzel. He just stepped in between two offensive ball players and stole the pass like a defensive back in football. Jumped the route, so to speak. Comes to Creighton Keeling with the pass. He and Wenzel play catch. Lob passes across court. Coach Jim Weeks up here near midcourt shouting instructions. Something he's wanting them to do they're not doing, whatever it is. Keeling goes to the corner to Swanson. Back it comes to Keeling. Seven on the shot clock. Swanson for three. That one rimmed off. No good. The rebound pulled down by Derek Snay. Down court. Stolen back by Swanson. Great job by Swanson. Intercepted that long down court pass. And now Swanson gives the outlet pass back to Wenzel. Wenzel across the timeline left side to Keeling. His bounce pass is stolen. Fast break coming the other way. There's Tony Engel. Layup up and good. Tony Engel's got two of those in this quarter. Got behind the coverage again on the fast break. They're going to have to get back on Mr. Engel. They can't give him those uncontested lay-ins. Now Wenzel needs help. He gave up his dribble. He'll launch a long three that's off. And the rebound, Gunther follow shot. It won't go. Oh, they had a blank, point-blank range shot right under the basket. I call him a bunny, and they missed the bunny. All right, Meade with the rebound. Down court, Abram guarded by Palmer. From the left side of three. Launched up, off, no good. The rebound by Gunther. Gunther just out jumping him himself. Palmer's not there. Gunther out jumps him. Auburn's big success story tonight has been on rebounding. They are really doing a great job there. 24-15. The lead is 9. Creighton Keeling, one dribble in the corner. Low post right side. Bounce pass, feeds it underneath the bucket. Puts it inside. Got it into Palmer. Palmer has it stolen away. Down court pass. Again, driving in for the layup. Off, no good. Try for follow shot is up and good. Well, they're getting points on these breakaways here. The follow shot was put in by Wyatt Vera. He got the shot and drew the foul. He's going to be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Blake Swanson. Swanson picks up his first personal, first team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line for the and one is Wyatt Vera. He's one out of two from the line so far tonight. Hits 62% on the season from the free throw line. 24-17. The lead is down to 7. He could cut it to 6 here. Meade making a bit of a comeback right now on the Bulldogs. Vera, free throw is on the way up, and it is off, tipped out of bounds, and it went off of Meade. For the Raiders, Jaden Reed into the lineup now, a sophomore at 5'10", making his first appearance tonight in the ballgame. Hunter Williams is back on the floor also for the Meade Raiders. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. The lead is down to 7. Auburn led by as much as 11, I believe. A cross court pass to Wenzel. Meade with a little bit of a comeback right now. Creighton Keeling holding the ball. Wenzel's going to try a three, and this one is off, but the rebound is there for Creighton Keeling. Keeling with the offensive board, they get a new shot clock. 90 seconds to go here in the first half. This is Creighton Keeling with the ball, finds Wenzel. Wenzel looking inside, wants to go to Gunther with it. Now back to Keeling again, low post left side. Inside, Gunther. Gunther spin move under the paint. Oh, up and good. What a circus move by Ryan Gunther. Hung in the air. That was kind of the old Michael Jordan type move. Hung in the air, then did a little alley-oop and put it in the hole. 26-17. The lead is 9. There's a reach-in foul is going to be called on Carson Levine. On Carson, that is his second personal, second team foul of the quarter. Levine will set out, and to replace him comes Blake Swanson. Now 1:01 to go, 61 seconds to play here. 35 on the shot clock. Meade has the ball under their own basket. They inbound it to the top of the key. Comes all the way up to Mason Reed in the corner right side, trying to move to the basket. Wenzel there with him. Shot is up and good. Nice move by Derek Say. The lead is back to 7 now. 49 seconds to go. About 15 seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Into the corner to Swanson. Back to Wenzel. Again Swanson. Inside Palmer. Wenzel in the paint. Bounce pass to Palmer. Lays it off the glass and good. Oh, what a job by Wenzel. Getting the ball into Brian Palmer's hands. Uncontested under the basket so Palmer could lay it off the glass. 28-19. The lead is 9. 22 seconds to go. The Raiders will play for the final shot of the half. Derek Say gives it at the top of the key up to Mason Reed. Almost lost it. Keeling has him trapped over on the corner. He picks it up, takes it all the way in. Palmer's there. Palmer blocks the shot. Got his own rebound. Try for follow shot. Reed. Ball taken away by Palmer. They won't get a shot off. Half court. And it does not go. But at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs with a 9-point lead. Their score at the half, Auburn 28 and Meade 19. 28-19, our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute break here, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Did you know cervical cancer is preventable? Regular screenings with a Pap test can detect cell changes before cancer develops. If you are age 30 or over, your healthcare provider may recommend that you also have an HPV test along with your Pap. A vaccine is now available that provides protection against HPV, a common cancer-causing virus, and can help prevent cervical cancer. Women should schedule annual exams with their healthcare provider. Early detection saves lives. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Meade High School gym here in Meade, where it's halftime. Your Auburn Bulldogs leading the Meade Raiders 28-19, our halftime score. Time now for our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, first of all, for the Meade Raiders, 19 points on the board here at the half. They're led by Mason Reed and Derek Say. They have 5 points each. Tony Engel with 4, adding 3 is Wyatt Vera, and Abram Lee with 2 for their total of 19. Free throw shooting, the Raiders hit 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. For your Auburn Bulldogs, Brenton Wenzel leads the way. He's the only Bulldog in double figures thus far. He has 10 points in the first half. Carson Levine with 6. Brian Palmer with 5, adding 4 is Ryan Gunther, and 3 for Blake Swanson. That adds up to 28 for the Bulldogs. They went 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Bulldogs led it after one quarter, 19-8. They were up by 11. Now they lead by 9 at halftime, 28-19. In the girls' game earlier tonight, it was the Auburn girls defeating Meade 49-33. And in Fall City, Weeping Water over Fall City's girls 47-12. The JV game, boys' game, played here earlier this afternoon. Auburn got the win over Meade 56-40. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute break, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with the exciting second half of this game coming up. You're listening to Auburn Bulldogs Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student-athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. Clearing skies forecast into this evening with bitter cold air, a low around 4 below, and north winds gusting at times to near 20 miles per hour. Southwest winds will be lighter heading towards Saturday up to around 10 miles per hour, but staying cold, high of only 19 and mostly sunny. More clouds push back in heading towards Saturday night. Areas of snow come in too with a low around 12. We're expecting south winds up to around 20 miles per hour. Southwest winds continue at that mark as we head towards Sunday, but a warmer day, high around 41, and mostly sunny. Passing clouds will come in for Sunday night as temperatures fall back to around 19. We'll hit a high in the lower 40s again for Monday with a mix of sun and clouds throughout the day. Temperatures dip back to 24 as we head toward Monday night with mostly cloudy skies. Then as we look ahead toward Tuesday, similar temperatures are high around 40 and partly sunny. Mostly cloudy skies expected again as we head toward Tuesday night and temperatures fall back to around 20. Cooler for Wednesday with a high around 35 and partly sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kuhl on Sunny 101.3.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back inside the Mead High School Gymnasium here in Mead. 4 degrees outside, light snow falling, they tell me out there right now. Say, we want to remind everybody that next week is the conference tournament week for both the Pioneer Conference and the ECNC tournament. And we will have coverage of Pioneer and ECNC conference tournament games for you both here on Sunny 101.3 for the ECNC games. And for the Pioneer Conference games, we'll have those over on KTNC. Now, don't forget, you can hear those games live online at mscsports.net, just like our friend Matt Prophet does down in Louisville, Kentucky. Wouldn't be a complete broadcast without mentioning our very special listener, Matt Prophet in Louisville, Kentucky. He tunes in both on the MSC Sports app, on the MSC Radio app, that is, on your phone, or at mscsports.net. So we'll pick up the coverage Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We won't have the first round games for you. Those Thursday and Friday games will be played at the highest seed. That could be anywhere. It could be in Auburn, could be in Adams, could be in Tecumseh, anywhere. And then the championship and third place games will be back out here at Mead on Saturday, and I'll be making the trip out here to Mead. The championship game for the Pioneer Conference will be played at Johnson Brock, and John Nixon will have those for you on KTNC. So never fear, we've got you covered for conference tournament championship games coming up next week, both here on Sunny and on KTNC. All right, it'll be Auburn's basketball as we're set to move into the third quarter. The Bulldogs lead it 28-19. The inbound pass comes into Wenzel, right back to Creighton Keeling. Man-to-man pressuring defense by the Mead Raiders. They're right in the face of the ball handlers. Wenzel backs the dribble out. Skip pass back across to Keeling on the left elbow. Keeling penetrates to the left side, goes to the low post. Baseline left side into Palmer. Back to Keeling it comes. Again, they come to Palmer with the ball. Shot clock is down to 10. Keeling in traffic. Spin move. Kicks it up to Wenzel. To the right side. Shot clock at 5. They're going to have to hurry. Wenzel with a turnaround desperation 3. Hit the rim. Got a new shot clock, but the rebound is going to come down to Wyatt Vera. So that first possession did not go well for the Bulldogs. Derek Say on the dribble. Say trying to work against Gunther. Driving layup. No. Gunther partially blocked it. Creighton Keeling there with the rebound. Keeling gives the outlet pass up to Wenzel. And Brenton Wenzel will bring it across the timeline. Into the corner, base left side. The ball is going to be kicked off the foot over there of Mason Reed. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Off the bench comes Blake Swanson. Swanson's going to check in. And this time he'll come in and replace Creighton Keeling. Swanson usually switches out there with Levine, but Keeling will take a breather this time, and Blake Swanson checks in. Now Wenzel on the dribble. He's guarded out at the top of the key by Engel. Goes inside with it. Turnaround shot underneath the basket. Up and good. Nice move under the bucket by Brian Palmer. They can get the ball into Palmer. He's big enough and tall enough. Nobody can really stop him in there. Palmer laid that one in with ease. He's got 7 now. And the lead is back to 11. I think this equals the biggest lead of the ballgame for Auburn, 30-19. Driving laying up. Doesn't go. Palmer trying to rebound. Blocks it away. Blocked again. And now coming out with it is Wenzel. 2-on-1 fast break. Wenzel takes it all the way in. Got the ball stripped away as he went for the layup. And the foul is going to be called on Abram Lee. Lee picks up his second personal and the first team foul of the quarter on the Raiders. At the free throw line, Brenton Wenzel, 73% on the season. He's made 1 out of 2 tonight. Here shooting 2. First one is up and off, no good. Wenzel averages 12.4 points per game. He's got 10 so far tonight in the first half. Second free throw coming here for the senior. Shot is up and good. He hit that one. Wenzel now with 11 in the ball game. He's 2 out of 4 from the line. There's a ball nearly stolen over here by Gunther. Got tipped away off of Gunther. Substitute in is Hunter Williams onto the floor, back in replacing Wyatt Vera. So Williams back. He started the ball game. He's back on the floor now for the Meade Raiders. Hunter Williams on the dribble. Gunther has him trapped in backcourt. Now he works his way across the timeline. Almost threw it away. Across court goes to Tony Engel with the pass. Engel, give and go to Derek Say. Across court pass to the left elbow to Reed. That's a Mason Reed with the ball. Reed flips to the corner, deep right side. This Bulldog defense is tough nut to crack here. Driving layup, up and off, no good. There's Palmer again pulling down the rebound. And they're going to say Palmer touched it last, though. Got away out of bounds. And it will belong to the Raiders. Meade will play it in. Baseline on the basket. Baseline right side under their own bucket. 5:49 to go, third quarter. It's 31-19. Auburn up by 12. Equaling their biggest lead of the ballgame here with a 12-point advantage. They brought a towel out here, had some perspiration on the floor down here on the left side of the free throw lane. Our friend Rod Henkel is one of the assistants. Folks might remember Rod from his sports writing days with the Omaha World Herald for a number of years. Rod's an assistant coach. He was at UTAN for, I don't know, more than 20 years. Now he's here at Meade. Rod and I go back about 30 years when we used to cover the state tournament together. Always fun to see old friends when we travel out here. All right, back to live action. Meade with the basketball. This is Derek Say. Say trying to spin move on Gunther. Goes to the basket, can't get it. Tried to save his own rebound. Flips it in. Here's a three on the way up and good by Mason Reed. Reed hits the three from the right elbow. Makes it 31-22. Lead is 9 now. On the right wing with it comes a Creighton Keeling into the corner. There's Levine. He nails a three from the right side corner, deep low post. And Carson Levine's got 9 points. You never know who's going to jump up and burn you on this Bulldog team. Levine can hit him. Wenzel can hit him. We know Blake Swanson can hit him. You got to kind of pick your poison on these three-point shots because Auburn's got some people that can be real gunners from out there outside the arc. Moving into the paint for a driving layup. Shot is going to be put up by Mason Reed, but a whistle and a foul. Probably going to go on Palmer. On Brian Palmer, that is his first personal. And that will be the first team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, Mason Reed. He's 0 for 1 from the line tonight. This shot is up and good. Got that one. Now 1 out of 2. He hits 42% on the season, according to the stat charts. Mason Reed, ready for his second attempt. It's up, and it is good. Got them both. The lead is back to 10 now, 34-24. Every time it feels like Auburn's maybe going to just break this thing wide open, Meade kind of makes a bit of a run and comes back at him again. Here's Keeling on the dribble. He goes to the corner to the left side. There's a three deep in the corner. Up and good. Nailing the three was Carson Levine. And I think we had then a whistle away from the ball. Let's see what that's going to be. All right, Levine got the three. That definitely went down. Then we had a foul called on Abram Lee, his third personal. Because of the foul, Auburn's going to get the ball on the baseline under their own basket. So that foul came away from the shot. Now Coach P.J. Quinn's wanting an explanation on how they get the three-point basket and the basketball. He doesn't seem real happy about the decision. Inbounding the ball is Wenzel. Wenzel lobs it up top. Comes up to Levine with it. Right back to Wenzel in the corner. Palmer underneath. Low post, left side. Palmer back it in. Moves to the hoop. Goes up with a shot. Got it blocked away. That took some kind of an effort by Mason Reed, a 6'2", to jump up and block Palmer's shot. Brian Palmer is high in the air, and Reed got up and blocked the shot away. Shot clock shows 26 seconds. Auburn's basketball. Wenzel will inbound it. He'll trigger it in baseline right side under his own basket. Into Levine in the corner. Top of the key to Gunther. Ryan Gunther has 4 points. He's been kind of quiet tonight. Now here's Keeling going up for three. Rebound Palmer. Palmer gives it into Gunther. Shot is up. Well, I mentioned Ryan Gunther been kind of quiet tonight. He answers it with a quick basket. That happens more often than you think. When I mention a player maybe not having a lot of points, but they'll score immediately when I say it. Timeout taken by Meade with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. 39-24. Bulldogs up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Before the break, I mentioned that oftentimes if I mention that a player may be not having a big night of scoring, they'll almost immediately score. It happened to me last week. I was down at Johnson Brock with Brody Kamer, and I mentioned that Brody only had 2 points so far in the ballgame. He probably dumped in another 30. As soon as I mentioned he only had two, everything started falling for him. Here we go. 39-24, 15-point Auburn lead. With 4:02 to go in the third quarter, Meade has the basketball. Vera, lob pass underneath. Don't know what he was trying to do there. I think he was looking for an alley-oop to Mason Reed, and Mason didn't get the memo, and the ball just went sailing out of bounds. Nobody there. Auburn's basketball. Down court. On the dribble comes Brenton Wenzel to set the offense. It's a man-to-man defense by the Meade Raiders. Wenzel works to the left side of the free throw circle. Comes to Carson Levine at the top of the key. Baseline left side. Creighton Keeling with the ball. Keeling gets it right back to the top of the key. Around the horn to Carson Levine on the right side. Levine, left-handed dribble. Finds Wenzel with the basketball. He backs it out on the right elbow. Over to Levine. Open look. Left elbow for three. Short off the rim. Wenzel chases after it. The ball comes down to Wyatt Vera. Vera gets the outlet pass up court to Miles Kovar. Kovar with the dribble. Back into the ballgame as Kovar goes to the corner right side with his pass. Ball is tipped away, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. This foul is going to go on Ryan Gunther. On Gunther, his first personal, and that is team foul number two on the Bulldogs. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to play, third quarter here at Meade. Auburn on top, 39-24, leading the Meade Raiders. Raiders basketball. With it is Mason Reed. He stands near the midcourt circle now between the rings. Reed tries to go in for the driving layup. Off no good. Rebound Wenzel. I don't know how Brenton Wenzel, at 5'11", gets as many rebounds as he does, but he's always in the right place at the right time to pull down the boards. Now Gunther comes to Levine in the corner. They go inside to Palmer. Palmer is triple-teamed immediately to the top of the key. They're just daring Wenzel to shoot it out there now. That's probably not a good idea. Wenzel's going to take that three. It's up and good. He got it. They just dared him to shoot it. That's his fourth three-pointer of the night. They left him standing out there, and he hesitated for a moment and then said, well, okay. So he launched it from about 4 feet outside the three-point arc, and Wenzel dropped it. Wenzel now with 14 points in the ballgame. He's got 4 3-pointers tonight. 2:17 to go here in the third quarter, 42-24. There's going to be a reach-in foul going to be called on Brenton Wenzel. On Wenzel, his first foul of the ballgame. And on the third team foul, that's going to be on Auburn. Checking back in now into the ballgame. Oh, they've got 6 players out there. Can't do that, guys. They have 6 players on the floor. All right, now Abram Lee's going to leave the lineup. Two went in, and only one came out. They were lining up to play it with 6. Here's an alley oop. Shot is up and good. That was a nice play. Derek Shea got the basket, and he drew the foul down on the baseline as he put it down. The foul is going to be on Brenton Wenzel. No, check that. The foul is going to be on Creighton Keeling. Keeling, second personal. At the free throw line, Derek Say shooting the and one. It's up and it is off, no good. And there's Palmer again high in the air with the rebound for the Bulldogs. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's 42-26. Auburn up by 16 points. Gunther with the ball. Ryan Gunther to the right side. Finds Swanson up top, Wenzel. Around the horn, Keeling. Left side, baseline, Creighton Keeling with the ball. lob it into the baseline underneath the Palmer. He works hard, comes to the right side, open look, Swanson three, off no good, rebound, follow shot, Keeley, he can't get it, follow shot, tip in up and good by Ryan Gunther, but I think we had a foul before Gunther got the putback. Yep, that's what we have. It's going to be Keeling at the line. He'll be shooting the two shots. The foul is going to be called on Tony Engel. On Engel, his first. That is team foul number three. Keeling shooting two. The first one is just short. Keeling is a 70% free throw shooter on the year. He has not scored yet tonight. He's been very active defensively, handling the ball a lot. Second shot is up. It's off no good. Missed them both. Keeling remains scoreless in the game tonight. 42-26 your score. Bulldogs on top. 1:28 to go here in the third quarter. With the ball is Miles Kovar. Kovar feeds it to the right side. Gives it Derek Say. Around the horn left wing. Top of the key. They come with it. Backing out of the dribble is Wyatt Vera. Vera at the free throw line. Fall away shot. Missed it all. Safe from going out of bounds. Tipped in. Grabbed up by Swanson. Swanson gives up to Wenzel. He'll come down and set it up again. Brenton Wenzel, 59 seconds to go in the third quarter. His team, the Auburn Bulldogs, up 42-26 here at Meade. A fine Meade basketball team. They feed it underneath. Kick it to Wenzel. Open look three. Wenzel, this one's off. Rebound Palmer. Follow shot. It won't go. Rebound try for tip-in Keeling. It won't go. Rebound Kovar. Miles Kovar comes up with the rebound. Starts up the floor with it. And a whistle. What do we got here? They're bringing subs into the ballgame. I didn't see a timeout call. Apparently, a stoppage in play that I didn't see. It's going to be a Meade's basketball with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. 32 on the shot clock. 42-26. Auburn with a 16-point advantage. Into forecourt come the Raiders with the basketball. On the right side, all the way in, driving spin move, shot up, in and out. That was a nice move by Derek Say, but he couldn't get it down, and Palmer was there for the rebound. Now the Bulldogs get a chance to play for the final shot here of the third quarter. Already up 42-26. They'll play for the final shot. Wenzel drops it out. He's backed up near the midcourt circle here at Meade. Gives to Palmer. Wenzel got around one defender. Launches a three that's short. Rebound follow shot up and good by Ryan Gunther. Gunther got it at the buzzer, and after three quarters, Auburn on top by 18, 44-26. Bulldogs lead it. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Dylan Hendricks has got a dandy going over on KTNC, the Weeping Water Indians, the Fall City Tigers. They're all tied up going into the fourth quarter at 26 apiece. A low-scoring deal there, but tied at 26. That's on KTNC right now in Fall City. Here at Meade, it's 44-26. Auburn with a commanding lead over the Meade Raiders. As we move into the fourth quarter, Meade will have the basketball. They inbound it to Mason Reed. Mason Reed comes to the top of the free throw circle, goes to the right wing with it to Tony Engel. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. They've just been a tenacious defense here tonight against the Meade Raiders, holding him to 26 points thus far. In the paint, give and go, driving lay-in up and good. Mason Reed gets the first 2 points of the fourth period. Trims the lead down to 44-28 now. cross-court pass into forecourt. Comes Creighton Keeling with the ball for the Bulldogs. He'll pull up and launch a three and hits it. And they left Creighton standing out there. That's Creighton's first points of the night. He hits a three-pointer from out on the left elbow. Nothing but nylon on that one for the senior. Creighton Keeling's first bucket of the night makes it 47-28. Biggest lead yet. Ball nearly stolen over there by Carson Levine. He tipped the ball and tipped it into the stands. 47-28. The lead is 19 now. Just into the fourth quarter. 7:03 to play fourth period. We're at Meade, Nebraska tonight. 4 degrees outside. They tell me light snow falling out in the parking lot. Cold January night here in West Douglas County, I believe we are. With the basketball. Top of the key, they feed it underneath. Ball tipped away. Bounds went off of Meade. Just east of Wahoo is where we're located, between Wahoo and Omaha. The Meade Raiders trailing 47-28. Here comes Auburn. Wenzel with the basketball. Brenton Wenzel being chased and harassed here by Tony Engel. Wenzel got away from him, lobs it into the corner. Oh, they went with a nice pass inside to Ryan Gunther. Gunther lays it off the glass, and Ryan's in double figures. He has 10 points in the ballgame now for the Bulldogs. Biggest lead yet, 21-point advantage for Auburn, 49-28. Expected this one to be a little bit tighter, to be honest. Meade with an 11-4 record. Here's a steal. On the steal, trying to go in for the layup was Gunther. And Ryan Engel was going to have none of that. He just grabbed Gunther around the waist and held him. That'll be called an intentional foul without a doubt. Gunther was going to break it in for the slam dunk. They grabbed him from behind around the waist. Intentional foul means Gunther will be at the line and Auburn will get the basketball. Ryan Gunther got into double figures just a moment ago with a nice shot in the paint. This will be his first attempt from the line. He's a 61% free throw shooter. The first one is up and good. The sophomore now with 11 points in the ballgame. Gunther ready for his second attempt. It's up, and this one rolls off. So Gunther now with 11 points in the ballgame. Should be Auburn's basketball here, gentlemen. On the side in forecourt, Auburn will have it. Here's Miles Kovar, 5'11 junior. He's back into the lineup now. Kovar into the contest for the Meade Raiders. Auburn's basketball. Lob the inbound pass comes in to Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel with the ball. Down to Keeling in the corner. Keeling took a shot from there a minute ago and nailed it. Across court it comes to Wenzel. Gunther top of the circle. They want to go into Palmer. He's been covered up pretty tightly by Abram Lee. Now Gunther behind the back dribble. Across court pass again to Keeling. Shot clock at 10. Gunther comes to the right side. Here's Carson Levine for three. No. Rebound comes down to Palmer. New shot clock. Levine holds it up, right side, comes to Keeling with the pass, back up top of Levine, he'll try a three. Oh, rimmed in and out of there. That was in for the longest time and then popped back out. 5:25 to go in the ballgame. It's 50-28. Auburn with a 22-point lead. Miles Kovar on the dribble. He reverses the dribble. Kovar goes with the pass to the right side to Mason Reed. Reed comes around the horn to the left side, Tony Engel. Back up to the top of the key, Derek Say with the ball. Say feeds underneath into traffic. Spin move. Turn shot. Up and off. No good. Rebound Gunther. Ryan Gunther pulls down the defensive board. Boy, the one that Palmer doesn't get, Gunther does. Those two, great job rebounding tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs. Truthfully, that's been a lot of the big difference here. They just, a lot of one and dones for me. Here's a three from the corner. Up and good. Left side. Levine with another three. Auburn has been shooting lights out with three-pointers. Carson Levine now with 15 points in the ballgame. He's had all five of them are threes. So 5 3-point buckets for 15 for Carson Levine. Underneath the basket, stolen away by Palmer. 5:24 to go in the ballgame. 53-28, and now Auburn starting to blow this thing wide open here tonight at Meade. They'll just be able to slow things down, use up all their shot clock now with this big lead. Across it comes to Wenzel. Wenzel's going to go inside. Oh, feeds it off nicely to Palmer. Palmer goes up with a shot. Only thing that prevented him from scoring for sure was a solid foul under there. The foul is going to be called on Abram Lee. That's Abram's fourth personal. team foul number two. At the free throw line will be Brian Palmer, 33% from the line. He's one out of two tonight. This one is up and good. He's now hit two out of three. Palmer has 8 points in tonight's ball game with the Bulldogs. Here's Swanson in, replacing Ryan Gunther. Keeling comes out of the ball game. We'll see who's in to replace him here. I'll pick it up in a minute. Second free throw is up and good also. Brandon Palmer got them both. Now we'll see who else checked in. We've got a new ball player in here somewhere. I'll have to find. Swanson's in there. All right, down court with the ball comes Abram Lee. Looks like Isaiah Moyer, that's who's checked in. Moyer's on the floor now for the Bulldogs. Moyer, a 5'11 junior. Meade with the basketball. Bounce pass into traffic to Lee. Stolen away, tipped away by Swanson, and grabbed up loose by Wenzel. Under 4 minutes to go now. 3:39 to play here in the ballgame. 55-28. Got a little timeout to get a sub in. Now Raleigh Reich checks into the lineup. Reich checking in for the Bulldogs. Also off the bench, here comes Noah Hanley. Seeing a whole bunch of the JV players getting in now. Noah Hanley, a 6'3 junior. Also coming in off the bench is going to be Brendan Snyder, 6 foot sophomore. Snyder onto the floor. So we've got basically an all JV team out there now for the most part. With 3:38 to go and a 55-28 lead, looks like Coach P.J. Quinn's going to reciprocate and do the same thing. He's starting to get some kids up off the bench that have not been in the ballgame. In the corner right side, this is Swanson. Swanson to Hanley. Hanley goes in for a driving layup. Can't get it, but he's fouled. Noah Hanley, 6'3 junior. He's a big boy. Junior looks more like Noah Hanley looks more like an offensive tackle. 6'3", junior, at the line, shooting two shots. Hanley has not scored tonight. He just appeared for the first time here moments ago. Wyatt Vera back into the lineup now for Meade. Ashton Vera in for the first time tonight. Ashton Vera in the ballgame. Wyatt Engel back out there. Noah Hanley ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is short. It's the front of the rim. I'm sorry, that was the first attempt. He'll have a second one coming here. Hanley now ready for his second attempt. Launches the shot up, and that one's good. He got her. One out of two from the line is Noah Hanley. He's in the scorebook. All right, inbound the pass to Jaden Reed, who's in the lineup now. Jaden Reed up off the bench. Miles Kovar getting ready to check back in for the Meade Raiders. They set their offense for the circle. Ashton Vera feeds it underneath. Shot up and good by Wyatt Engel. Wyatt Engel's first 2 points. He's a 5'10 junior. Makes it 56-30 with 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Swanson into forecourt. Gives up to Rash. Rash across court with it. Hand the ball to Brendan Snyder. Right side to Hanley. Hanley again goes into Rash. Rash in the paint. Top of the key, that's Swanson backing in. Gives off to Isaiah Moyer. Here's a three from the left wing that's off the glass, chased down in the corner. Great job chasing down the rebound under there by Isaiah Moyer. Moyer feeds it into Swanson in the paint. Comes up to Rash, top of the key. Rash around the horn to the left elbow. Rash on the dribble. Baseline left side. 20 on the shot clock. Ball's going to be stolen away. With the steal is Ashton Vera. Fast break coming the other way is Wyatt Engel. Into the corner. There's a long three from the right side that's off. No good. It's tipped out. Chasing after the ball. They save it from going out of bounds. And it'll go to the Bulldogs. Here's Miles Kovar back into the lineup. Kovar in replacing Wyatt Vera. With 2:10 to go in the ballgame. 56-30. Auburn with a 26-point advantage. Bulldogs on the verge of their 14th win of the season, 11th win in a row. They came in here on a 10-game winning streak. Rash goes under to Hanley. Hanley, a cross-court skip pass, top of the key. There's Swanson trying the three. No, ball tipped out. Rebound comes down to Wyatt Engel. Wyatt Engel is going to come coast-to-coast with it. Now gives the ball up to Hunter Williams. Hunter Williams with the dribble, 1:42 to go. Near side, handling the basketball, Ashton Vera. Player on the floor on the baseline, whistle. Well, yeah, somebody got knocked down under there, and a foul is going to be on the Bulldogs. Noah Hanley picks up his first personal as he was Sheldon Kovar on the baseline underneath the basket. It'll be Ashton Barrett who inbound it. That's only the first team foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs. Auburn's done a good job. They played a pretty clean game defensively. There's a pass, comes inbounds, tipped away. Kovar comes up with it, top of the key. Handling the ball there is Jaden Reed. Now on the baseline underneath the basket, Ashton Vera. There's Kovar for three, got it. From the left elbow, Miles Kovar hits the three-pointer from out here on the left wing. 56-33, a minute 15 to go in the ballgame. Top of the key, backing it out, right elbow. That's Swanson. Blake Swanson can't get a look at it. Goes to Rash. He'll try the three. It's in and out. Hanley chases it down. Back up to Swanson. Bounce pass underneath. All along waiting under the basket was Isaiah Moyer. Great job by Blake Swanson to thread the needle and get the ball to Isaiah Moyer. And Moyer got an easy two under the bucket. That was some good-looking basketball there. Some more players. Lane Jones into the lineup now. Jones checking in for the first time tonight. Try and ID everybody. Mention Brendan Snyder's out there. I think Gavin Vincent on the floor, too. Vincent is into the ballgame. 49 seconds to go. Under the basket. Fall away jump shot up and off. No good. It goes out of bounds. And touch last under the basket by Blake Swanson. Now into the ballgame. Isaiah Moyer checking back in. Moyer in for Blake Swanson. Swanson gets a big hand as he comes out. Be sure and stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a rundown of the individual scoring. All the numbers from tonight's ballgame. Here's an inbound pass blocked nicely. Going up with the shot was Hunter Williams. Brendan Snyder blocked the shot, but they're going to call him for the foul on Snyder, his first at the free throw line. Hunter Williams has not scored tonight. He'll have a chance here, a couple of shots. First one is just short, hits the front of the rim. He'll have another attempt coming here for Hunter Williams. Just 43 seconds left in this one. Again, stay tuned for the postgame show. Second shot is up, and it's good for Hunter Williams. He's in the scorebook. Have a complete rundown of all the individual numbers. You won't want to miss out on that. Let you know how it went. Long down court pass comes to the corner. Rash on the dribble. Top of the circle. Rash goes inside the paint with it. To the right elbow, Gavin Vincent handles the ball. Vincent, inside the paint, ball stripped away. There's the steal. Ashton Vera on the fast break. Ball, Rash got out in front of him. Ball is loose. Here come the Bulldogs. A 3-on-2 fast break. 16 seconds to go. Top of the key, Rash on the dribble. And he'll probably just dribble this puppy out. 58-34 is going to be your final score tonight. The Auburn Bulldogs will get the win. You'll hear the buzzer here in about 2 seconds. And there it is. That's your ball game. Auburn with the win, 58-34. We'll take a 2-minute break. Be back with the postgame scoring recap right after this 2-minute timeout. You've been enjoying Auburn Bulldogs basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Fall City Tigers. Sacred Heart Irish, F&M Bank. What do they all have in common? Local pride. F&M Bank is proud to be your only locally chartered and now the only Nebraska-based bank in Fall City. That means your money stays right here working for our community. Stop in and visit with one of our friendly team members to learn how we can keep your money working locally right here in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula, back with you here at Meade High School as the fans starting to file out into that cold, cold weather outside. 4 degrees, light snow coming down, they tell me. Let's take a look at the numbers in this one. Our post-game scoring recap brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Well, the final, 58-34, Auburn with the win. Let's look at the numbers first for the Meade Raiders. Leading the way tonight for Meade was Mason Reed. He had 12 points in the ballgame. 7 tonight for Derek Say. Chipping in 4 was Tony Engel. 3 points for Wyatt Vera, 3 points for Miles Kovar, and then 2 points each for Wyatt Engel and Abram Lee. That adds up to 34 for the Raiders. Free throw shooting, Meade hit 5 out of 11 from the free throw line. For the Auburn Bulldogs, 58 points on the board, 3 players in double figures. Carson Levine led the way tonight with 15 points. That came on 5 3-pointers that he hit. Brandon Wenzel right behind finished with 14. Ryan Gunther in double figures ended up with 11. Brian Palmer right behind, he had 9. Then 3 points for Blake Swanson. Creighton Keeling had 3 points. Isaiah Moyer with 2 there near the end. And Noah Handley hit a free throw for a single point to chip in. And that adds up to 58 points for the Bulldogs. From the free throw line, Auburn tonight hit 7 out of 14. The loss drops the Meade Raiders to 11-5 on the year with the win. The Bulldogs have now won 11 in a row. They improve their record to 14-1 on the season. The last word we had from Fall City, the Fall City Tigers and the Weeping Water Indians were tied at 26 apiece going into the fourth quarter, and I haven't had an update on that, so if you're down in the Fall City area, you might want to switch over to KTNC and see how the Tigers finish up. Dylan Hendricks has the call for you on that. One more time, I want to remind you that we will have coverage of both the ECNC tournament and the Pioneer Conference tournament. ECNC here on Sunny 101.3, the Pioneer Conference over on KTNC. Coverage picks up on Thursday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday we'll have games. We can't tell you who we're covering yet because we have to wait and see who wins the Monday and Tuesday ball games, but we will have coverage. We know that the championships will end up being played right back out here at Meade, and we intend to be here should any of our teams be playing for the championship or the third-place consolation honors. So just watch my Facebook page. Watch the Sunny 101.3 Facebook page. We'll keep you informed there as to where we'll be and which stations the games will be on. Times and places, we'll announce them just as soon as we know. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in this boys' varsity game. It was Auburn 58 and Meade 34. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.